happen. So I'm just praying that everything's good with him and that he's able to shake back as soon as possible. But yeah, I've never seen that. And that's just an unfortunate situation pregame, what happened to him.
And as a safety, just how does that affect your kind of role when a corner in front of you goes down?
Yeah, you just got to know that whoever fills in, confidence that they'll be ready to play and play well. But for my job is the biggest thing. I have to communicate well to make sure that there's no confusion with the guy that, you know, hasn't gotten as much playing time as a starter, knowing that he feels prepared and is confident when he's out there. And I feel like we did a good job with that, with just simple communication, knowing what to do and how to do it, then everything else takes care of itself.
And then on the final play of the game, you know they're probably looking to go to McBride there.
Yeah.
What's just going through your head, and how were you guys able to defend that last play there?
Yeah, Chris had good coverage on it. But knowing that that's their guy, and he's the best player on their offense, so I think that quarterback, no matter what, he's going to go to him. So obviously we got to keep all our eyes on him, and Chris had really good coverage on that to make it force an incompletion. And we got off the field in fourth down. No matter what, we're happy.
What was your perspective on the just defensive performance at large today?
Wasn't good enough. Yeah. Simple and plain. There's a lot of plays that we left out there. Little small details, or letting check downs go for too many yards and get first downs off of that. And like I said, it just wasn't good enough. But for us to escape it with the win, that's a positive thing. But at the end of the day, on Monday, we're going to get right back to work and fix those mistakes. And it's a good thing when you know you win a game, but you don't have your best game on defense. It's humbling. So we know that we got a lot of work to do. We have a good team that we're going to be able to play next week. Another opportunity to see where we stand with another really good team in this league.
Were you there when the Mooney situation happened, and just how crazy was that to start your day?
Yeah, I was still out there on the field, so I didn't see the collision. But for whatever happened, I just saw him on the floor, and I just felt bad for him. Like, simple and plain. Like, I didn't know exactly what happened, but it was scary just seeing one of my brothers go down like that and not be able to play. So I'm just praying that he's okay.
And then Shane said, like, he needed you and as leaders and he as well, mm-hmm. to regroup and everybody refocus. Mm-hmm. What did that look like?
Yeah, just down in and down out, knowing who's on the field and how I can help, whether it's a play call, whether it's a formation, just those little conversations that you have in the huddle, or as the offense is lining up, being able to say what to expect. I just think the leadership there just goes by just talking and removing any confusion and making them feel confident that, okay, my safety knows what I'm doing. I know that he knows that I know that he knows what I'm doing. Like, we had a double, triple check every single little thing. And that's how it is when you're playing with younger guys that haven't had as much playing time. You want to make them feel confident. And if they know what they're doing, and they can play confident.
Can we find a way to win?